Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and fun journey of Pan-African music. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here's what I've got for you inside these 55 minutes. In the first half, my playlist features awesome tunes from Africa and the diaspora. Plus, I have this week's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit from the USA. At the back half, Nairobi's Bill Odidi presents a chat with Chimano, formerly of Sauti Sol, about his new single, Do You Remember, which we'll listen to. And then from Ibadan, Sheun Rave presents No Love in Lagos. That's a new single by Shodem Camp, The Caveman, and Sisak David. And then from VOA Studios right here in Washington, D.C., I present a live studio performance and a conversation with the band Telem Uncommon Sounds from Freetown, Sierra Leone. They're currently on tour in the U.S. So that's it. Now it's time to rock and roll. Here's Kitila Kitila by Lolika from Mozambique. Just fight and trust, she sings. You can overcome anything with God on your side.
What's up? This is PJ Morton, and you're tuned into Music Time in Africa on the VOA to Africa.
Some
Gear by Lala Tzuzin, Funky Kula, and Zeke Kumalo from South Africa. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we move to Mogolu by Amadou and Mariam from Mali off of their soon-to-be-released album, La Vie est Belle. And a heads up, if you like this music, make sure you come back and listen next Sunday because I have a feature interview and live music from their concert that they gave right here in the area of Vienna, Virginia at Wolf Trap. So don't miss it. This is Mogolu. That was Mogolu by Amadou and Mariam from Mali. Hello. Now we're moving to Nigeria. Peace and love. This nice, smooth reggae Nigerian jam is by Yemi Alade and it features Ziggy Marley. It's off Yemi's new album, Rebel Woman.
This is Elsie Amir. I'm here on Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, that's right. To Ghana, this is Wowoti by Okaija Afroso.
Nunca ya no chale ni na chala todo no. Es yo dono, es yo dono, es yo dono. Botwe, echa be, botwe, be combo. Botwe, echa be, botwe, be combo. Osusuma, lo shiambe, botwe, be combo. Onyacho, oduncho, akokoshi. Wawo ticho ashishi, awo wangwekono. Onyacho oduncho akogoshi wawo tichu ashishi awo wangwekono nunko ya nyonchele mina chala todo no eji odono neji odono neji odono botwe echogbe botwe bekombo osusuma lo shiambe botwe bekombo botwe echogbe botwe bekombo Nyojinyo mwakenyo, afya ya neba, noni wodun lakwe.
no jinyo ma kenyo afia ya neba no ni wadula kwe no jinyo ma kenyo afia ya neba no ni wadula kwe no jinyo ma kenyo afia ya neba no ni wadula kwe.
Hi, I'm Nazim Bakour, Intarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
كمالها زاد وغطى بندا كله في عيني حتى مالي عيني في كل حتة مهما قابل قلبي ناد نور الصبح نورها هي الشمس ودت السهر نتابع مسارها باللي تتا قلبي ماس كمالها زاد وغطى بندا كله في عيني حتى مالي عيني في كل حتة مهما قابل قلبي ناد فرحة مش معمول حسابها صعب تتقارن بحد قلبها حل قلبي في وجودها من جمال رقيت ردودها حالة مش بدد وجودها اللي عاش لها عاش بجد زي نور الصبح نورها هي الشمس وتبت السهر أنا متابع مسارها دي اللي تبت قلبي ماس كمالها زاد وغطى بندا كله في عيني حتى مالي عيني في كل حتة مهما قابل قلبي ناس هي الشمس ودخت السهر نتابع مسارها اللي تبت قلبي ما مالها زاد وغطى بندا كله في عيني حتى مالي عيني في كل حته مهما قابل قلبي ناس
Thank you.
Yes, that was My Shine by Victoria Kimani featuring Joshua Baraka from Uganda. It's a brand new single. And before that, we heard Nour El Sabah by Saad Lemjahed from Morocco. Next, we've got a couple more songs before we get to the back half of the hour, where you're going to hear from Shaun Rave about Show Dem Camp. You're going to hear from Bill Odidi about Chimano and speak with him and listen to some of his new, well, one of his new singles. And then I'm bringing you live music from Tell 'Em Uncommon Sounds from Freetown, Sierra Leone. So don't touch that dial. Now, this is Le Contrat by Dadju and Tyke from their album Héritage.
Oh, j'ai signé le contrat. Toi et moi, c'est bouclé. La vie, c'est le combat. Avec toi, je n'ai pas touché. Oh, le contrat. Pour toi et moi, c'est bouclé. Oh, le contrat. Oui, le contrat. Ils ont fui. Photo. Hey. Tu es la seule qui est restée, oh. Seulement deux jours qu'on est liés, oh. Tu as les clés, faut verrouiller, oh. Tout est signé, oh. J'ai signé le contrat, toi et moi c'est bouclé, la vie c'est le combat, avec toi je n'ai pas tout. C'est maintenant qu'on doit parler. On a dansé le Makossa, si à Congo ça, ça n'a qu'à continuer. Yeah. Tu portes mon nom, ne laisse aucun de le salir. Plus rien ne sera comme avant. J'ai mis à ton doigt du saphir. Oh, j'ai signé le contrat. Toi et moi c'est pour toi. La vie c'est le combat. Avec toi je n'ai pas tout bougé. Oh, le contrat.
La vie, à plein d'épreuves, vous serez confrontés. Crise après crise, faut tenir, rester unis. Le projet de fonder une famille, en faire votre priorité. C'est facile sur le papier, ce que vous avez entrepris. Aujourd'hui, impose le respect. Vos couples en mode yo, appliqueront de nouvelles danses. Il y aura des conséquences, vous en ferez des baby maman.
Oui, hey, from France to Ghana, here is Necessary by Biko. Brand new single. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa.
Smooth like a lotion on my skin. This is like your everyday routine. And in a salata mustakin. I pray through a lot of fucking my scenes. Pressure, pressure, best vibes. We both are here for vibes. No use me sacrifice. I don't wanna waste our time. Don't you stop that because that's your casa. Isn't necessary.
Okay, how y'all doing? I hope you enjoyed that new song by Biko. Now, this is the last song of the first half of the hour. It is our number one top Billboard 100 hit. It's the sixth week in a row, guys. Same song. I'm not even going to tell you what the title is because you know it by now.
Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 15.
All right, that was Tipsy by Shaboozy. And now, guess what? It's time for the second half of the hour, beginning with Shane Rave in Nigeria.
Hello, Evan Maxwell, and today we look to delve into the chronicles of the alleged lack of love in Lagos, an account thoroughly broken down by Nigerian rap duo Shodem Camp, comprising of Wale Davis and Olumide Ayeni, who collaborated on this project with an iLife band made up of brothers Benjamin James and Kingsley Okoria. Now, Shodem Camp, who happened to cross paths on the battleground and then piqued each other's interest when they found out that they both had the same stage name, Golden Child. They came together soon after, forming a rap duo while still evolving stage names, beginning with the name Loose Cannons, then going down to Black Boys Down, and then Third Eye Renegades, before finally settling for Show Them Camp. They have retained their appellation, Pamwan Music, due to their knack for combining the 20th century music styles with local West African instruments, such as the concertina, harmonica, and particularly the guitar. Now, having teamed up with the Cavemen on their 11th studio project, No Love in Lagos, they share instances, challenges involved in seeking romantic relationships. Starting with the title track, No Love in Lagos, let's hear what they mean.
What's up? This could be a story about us. Every time I fell in love in Lagos, I just knew that I was lost. Feels like everybody came to chop. Some people brought their hearts, while some other people came here to lullocks. That's when the fun and games would stop.
the energy could drop. Some of them will yell while you on top, but honestly, baby, it's enough. My policy is trust, cause any expectation here could cost. Pause, Lagos, nice, where many love stories don't die. Many people don't try to swim against tide, but if they enter club, you won't see their brake lights. Better hold your babe tight, where guys who say they love her in the morning take flight. There's no party for jungle, but the way they take slide in the DMs and smile when you see them, that's when you realize.
They love for Lagos, so
well, there goes No Love in Lagos by Shodem Camp and the Cavemen. And just going to be bringing on a friend of mine who happens to have a first-hand experience of what it is like to love in Lagos. Her name is Mainline. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm okay. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes. Now, talk to me about love in Lagos. How is that like?
Okay, so if you're lucky enough, you would find somebody that is quite understanding, but it's pretty rare because, of course, Lagos is a big city and everybody is hustling and bustling. They say island people and mainland people.
Okay.
That the island people are the people that they know the Lukuchi face. They will use lie and nab you.
Lagos, yeah. What makes it distinct in all of this conversation about not finding
Lagos is
love?
Very expensive. So you have to be able to live up. And that's why you see most people doing things they're not supposed to do. For instance, they get themselves involved in fraudulent businesses and the likes, or prostitution. So even if somebody from nowhere just appears, that we classify you, you're not a serious person because why, you live in Lagos. So that stigma is there.
So you agree with Chodem Camp and the Cavemen when they say there's love in Lagos?
There is no love.
So it seems like you also have not found luck on the love scene
in Lagos.
In Lagos.
Mm-mm.
So what's your situation now?
I'm very much single.
Ah, she's looking for love then.
I'm not looking for love.
You're not looking for love. Thank you very much, Mainline, for being a part of this. Really
nice
appreciate your time. Well, Mainline telling us her side to the story based on love as seen in the city of Lagos. But now Shodem Camp and the Cavemen go on telling their story in the 10-track long album with another featuring one of Nigeria's leading guitarists and producers in Nsikak. David, here is Fall. Look to catch you some other time at the Maxwell. Hope you have a fantastic time. Goodbye.
This is my story. This is my song. Never let me go before I fall. Before I fall. Never let
me. Where I'm from, most people mark face by your car plate or the bar in your palm when you want shake. With mixtures of backstabbings and heartbreaks, it's easy to get lost.
Nice,
in the
so nice. Thank you, Shayun Rave. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Now we turn to Nairobi, Kenya, where Bill Odidi has this.
Hello, everybody. This is Chimano, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Have a good one.
Oh, Suzanne.
Hello, greetings. I'm Bill Odidi. Seated right opposite me is one of the most successful artists to emerge from Kenya, indeed from Africa, on the global stage in the last 10, 15, has it been 2 decades almost? Yeah, you guys have been around a long time.
Yeah.
He's best known as the baritone in the multi-award-winning group Sauti Sol, and now he's stepping out on his own, just as other members of the group have done.
Hey, everybody. My name is Chimano. As Bill said, a former quarter member of Sauti Sol.
Clarify, former member. This sounds very, very strange.
It's been part of my identity for almost two decades, as you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does sound strange as well, even for me when I say it. But it's all in jest, really. I'm always forever a Sauti Sol member. We're still friends. We're still the best of friends. We're still very cordial and amazing with each other. So, but yeah, it is what it is.
Listen, Chimano, congratulations on the new single. I absolutely love it. How do you feel about the new track, especially since you're absorbing the pressure for all these years as part of a group?
Yeah.
But now with a solo single, all ears, all eyes are on you.
I took a break for a while before releasing any music after our last show, which was in December of 2003 with Sauti Sol. This song just, it came like literally on the fly because it was another single supposed to be released. So I feel good about it. I feel good that it's finally out. I feel good. It's just a feel-good jam.
Can you use your best radio skills, because you're a radio guy, to introduce it for us?
Hey, what's up, everybody? The next song coming right up is from an amazing artist out of East Africa, from an amazing country called Kenya. It's his first single in a very long time since the hiatus of Sauti Sol. So here comes Do You Remember by Chimano.
Do you remember? No matter what the status, keep your chin up. We're going in strong. We're going in strong. Do not waste this moment. We only got this moment. Lay it on the floor. We're doing it like never before.
So the tune is called Do You Remember? New single by Chimano of Sauti Sol fame. What's the most significant part about the tune for you? I mean, like, in terms of the sound?
I think the guitars are what carry the song. I think that's what drew me to it, because it has it still steeps my roots into my beginning as an artist, and also it has a retro vibe. I'm such a nostalgia baby, so I always like go back to music that I listened to in the 90s and the 80s, so that reggae pop kind of situation. So yeah, the guitars really do stand out for me.
We'll take you nowhere. We'll take you nowhere. So much pressure in this world.
How do you reflect on your time with Sauti Sol? I mean, it's not as if there is an end to it now, because you guys are friends, and it's been such a journey. You achieved so much.
Yeah. After high school, when we decided this is what we're doing, we had quite a lot of dreams. Our dream was to get signed, you know, and gig and play and become musicians, proper musicians. And as we got into it as well, we now were just like, you know what, eventually we want to start touring. Eventually, we want to play on the bigger stages. So a lot of the things that we had thought of and had wanted to do, everything came to pass. A lot of the steps that we took are what made Sauti Sol what Sauti Sol was today.
What's the one song that you think captures the spirit of the group that resonates with all those reflections that you just shared with us?
Oh, wow. Midnight Train.
Chimano of Sauti Sol fame.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chimano.
Thank you for having
Wonderful.
Me.
Check out the new single, which Do You Remember? Yeah, which is fantastic. Yeah. Check out the video as well. Listen, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in here and sharing the music.
Thank you for having me. Be blessed.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
Yes, thank you, Bill Odidi and Chimano. Hey, everyone, this is Heather. You are inside Music Time in Africa. I'm broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now to my final feature for this hour. This is Telem Uncommon Sounds from Sierra Leone. It's an 8-piece band. You may remember them from last year when they gave a live studio concert here at VOA. Well, they came back just last week promoting their debut album called Telem Strong. And they also are on an East Coast tour beginning at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, where one of the members, Harold Nat Johnson, is just completed his freshman year. And so this is it. So the conversation was from last week on Africa 54. We were live on TV, and I'm sitting next to Kate Krontiris, Harold Nat Johnson, and Sam Nabiu Sandi. Then you're going to hear music mixed in for the rest of the hour in between parts of this conversation, and that music was recorded in the studios afterward. I'll tell you about that as we listen to it. It includes the other members of the band. So here we go. This is us from last Friday on Africa 54. Hello, welcome. Howdy, buddy.
The body fine.
The body fine. Tell us what each of you play, first of all, starting with you, Kate.
I'm a singer-songwriter and a music producer.
Yeah. I'm a drummer, and also I'm a pianist.
I'm the guitarist, pianist, singer, producer.
Mm-hmm. How is the tour going so far?
So far, it is going so well. We're having like really great reception from the places and people we've been with, making awesome music, and it's always great, always a pleasure to actually be in a place where we can share our original music, and people are amazed whenever they see Sierra Leoneans and they hear the music we give out, and it brings them to life. Yes. And they want to hear more. That's how it's been.
They want to hear more.
They want to hear more.
That's always good. All right, guys, so that was part of the conversation. Now I'm jumping to the second song they performed later that day in the studio. This one is a fusion. It's called Gnawa Fusion. They explained that they composed this because they spent some time in Morocco working with musicians there, and they came up with this original tune. Now, the three that you heard speaking, Kate Krontiris, Harold Nat Johnson, and Sam Nabiu Sandi, are joined here by Solomon Madu Fatuma, Rosaline Iyabode Johnson, Brian Kanu, Tracy Jack During, and Lovelace Love Harding. You're listening to Telem Uncommon Sounds live from Studio 52 here at VOA. I'm Heather Maxwell. We're in the middle of listening to the conversation I had with them on television earlier last week. Here's more.
Now, last year you were here and there were four of you. That was Telem Uncommon Sounds. Now there's eight. You and Kate, you were both from the original group. How is it different now than before, aside from the obvious being twice as many?
Well, I think more is always better. In any creative endeavor, when you have more ideas or inputs or perspectives, it's just a richer, more resilient, exciting, interesting experience. And I'm really grateful that this year we were able to be joined by four additional musicians to share what they're working on.
Including you, Sam.
Yeah.
You're new to the group.
Yeah.
So how do you find being here? Is this your first time in the United States?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Oh, good. Well, welcome. Double welcome. And how is it like being with this group?
It's been amazing so far, because so far I've given me the platform to expand my drumming skills and all thanks to the Telem family and Kate here. And also the tour is good.
Where's the tour taking you?
We'll be doing some recording on Sunday. And then later this month, we'll be headed to New York. For the first time in 50 years, Sierra Leone is chairing the United Nations Security Council this month, in quite a historic presidency of the Security Council. And so we're very privileged to be able to share our music at the end of the month in an event that celebrates that.
Very exciting. And then everybody's going home to Freetown?
Yeah.
Are you going home?
I'm staying here.
You're staying here because you are a student at Berklee College of Music. Congratulations on a first successful year,
Thank you.
I understand it.
Thank you.
Do you like Berklee?
A lot.
You do? Is it all jazz or is it all kinds of music?
It's everything.
It's everything. Music business, jazz.
Everything you want, everything you can do.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, so what does 2025 look like? We just have another minute, or not even a few seconds, but what are your hopes?
So when we look at thriving creative societies around the world, we see four things. We see institutions of learning and education so that you can, you know, craft your own way as a creative at world-class levels. We see institutions of performance and exhibition to engage with audiences and share what you're doing. We see opportunities to get resources, whether through grants, residencies, and we see strong intellectual property framework. And our group at Telem on Common Sounds, in collaboration with lots of organizations in Sierra Leone, is really contributing to the transformation of a creative sector that works to manifest this kind of activity in Sierra Leone. So
Beautiful.
We're really excited to be doing songwriting retreats, master classes, performance, different kinds of performance series, and musical exchanges that bring Sierra Leonean music out into the global stage and welcome global musicians to Sierra Leone as well.
Amazing work. Thank you so much, Kate,
Thank
Sam,
you.
Harold.
Thank you.
Good luck on the tour, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we're going to round the hour out with one last song by Telem, a live song that they did last week in the studio. This was a song they called Gumbe, which is their traditional Sierra Leonean sound, but with their own Telem twist to it. And with that joyful sound of the Gumbe by Telema, Uncommon Sounds, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi and Chimano, to Sheyun Rave, and to Telem Uncommon Sounds. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.